on the live line with us this morning is Joe Garofoli from the Chronicle, the SF Chronicle. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Pat. How you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. And every time I see a political ad on TV, I try to pay attention to the very end of it. So I know who's paying for this particular advertisement. And now you've rained on my entire parade, Joe, because it sounds like in many, many cases, who's paying for it is at the very least deceptive.
Well, it's confusing. It's really confusing because right now you have an independent expenditure group, that's what they call them, that's raised about $22 million in support of Antonio Villaraigosa. He's a Democrat, former mayor of L.A.
Running in third at the moment.
Running in third, trying to get it set to one of the top two spots. And a lot of their fire is being rained on John Cox, and the ads are saying he's a liberal, well, just like Nancy Pelosi. And, well, wait a minute, why would a Democrat or a pro-Democrat
throw Nancy Pelosi under the bus?
Throw Nancy Pelosi under the bus. Well, if they make John Cox seem like a liberal, maybe Republicans who were thinking of voting for him might think twice about that. So it's this confusing sort of three-dimensional chess, if you will, that some of these independent groups are trying to play to try and essentially – they're essentially trying to confuse voters.
Well, Joe has written an article on this at sfchronicle.com about how California political ads fool voters. And I hate to sort of jump around here, Joe, but I feel like I must. I'm trying to figure out why Michael Bloomberg is putting up a couple million dollars of his own money in order to help Villaraigosa.
Well, he is a pro-charter school group, pro-charter schools. And the group that's running this independent expenditure group is run by the Charter School Association of California. And so they are, and Villaraigosa has shown when he was the mayor of Los Angeles that he is, a lot friendlier towards charter schools than maybe some of the other candidate Democrats would be. So that's why they're throwing their lot in with him. Much of the $22 million that they've raised has come from wealthier folks who are on the charter school bandwagon, like Eli Bro, the developer in Los Angeles, and with the CEO of Netflix.
It's getting stranger and stranger, it seems like. And whose idea was this top two primary anyway, Joe?
Well, actually, it's a couple Republicans had the idea. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger came up with him. And the idea was to get more moderate candidates instead of, typically primaries produce the most
vehement.
The people on the edge of each party, the most liberal Democrat, the most conservative Republican, because you're appealing to your own voters. If you're in one giant primary, one big pool, the thought would be that candidates would try and moderate their views and appeal to a wider swath of voters. But what it has done, sort of an unintended consequence, is that it has had sort of spawned this type of weird crossfire that we're seeing with these independent groups, purporting to saying one thing and kind of meaning or intending another.
We still have the glaring fact that about somewhere around 33% of voters will actually vote in it. It's a lot of money to put out for not nearly the payback.
Yeah, your ROI on this is going to be pretty low in terms of voters reached. That's the thing. I think it's not just the money spent, but I think many people are frustrated with not only politics, but with government. And so they feel like, well, this system is rigged, as both Trump and Bernie Sanders said. And they feel that the system is not working for them, government is not working for them, and politics is not working for them. So why should I get involved at all? And it all sounds like a bunch of white noise. All these mailers that come into the house go right into the recycling bin.
Yeah, they do.
And it's very frustrating.
But on the flip side, even though it is a primary, not a general election, with the amount of discord that raised its head after the November 2016 election and people in an uproar and realizing they have to take more power back in terms of their own votes, I guess that's petered out between then and now, huh?
Well, no, I don't think it's petered out. I think you're going to see a lot of excitement, certainly a lot more than there was 4 years ago for the midterm primaries in California.
In November.
I think there's going to see a lot of activity on the ground. Without that that energy, that post the Trump election energy, you wouldn't have had competitive seats in Orange County, for example. You wouldn't have had Democrats coming out here and trying to challenge, you know, a 10 sitting Republican congressman. Now, whether they're going to be able to flip any of those seats, let alone get candidates in the general elections, we'll see. But you wouldn't have had any of that stuff if there hadn't been energy on the ground. In fact, there's almost too much energy in some places because there's a couple of, and I've been told by people, Democrats, top Democrats, that there might not be a Democrat in at least two of these primaries in Orange County because, they couldn't consolidate behind one. So there was too many people running.
Yeah.
And too many people excited about a Democrat challenging a Republican. So they couldn't consolidate behind one. So in some cases, two Republicans are going to get in.
And one more question for you, Joe, before we go, and that is about Regional Measure 3. I know how the majority of folks who live in Sonoma County feel about it because it affects us greatly, and yet most of us don't have to pay for it. What about the overall Bay Area? What's your take on pro and con?
I've been following that one as closely, so I can't really comment. You could probably say more intelligent things than I could on that one. But I think the challenge of doing these regional measures is that you're dealing with so many different constituencies with so many different, priorities.
Yeah.
So I don't, those are always really hard to pull together, because, you know, some people are like saying, well, I use this. This is something I use every day. And some people say, well, hey, I'm paying into a system. I'm not getting anything out of it.
Exactly.
Why should I pay more?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting Bay Area wide.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Joe. It is called How California Political Ads Fool Voters While Candidates Keep Hands Clean. That's Joe's article in the San Francisco Chronicle. Joe, thanks for being here.
Okay. Anytime. Talk to you soon.